The Joint Commission that accredits hospitals is recommending that steps be taken to reduce the number of alarms that go off in patient areas. As NPR's Patty Naimond reports, the commission says all the beeps and buzzing can distract caregivers and endanger patients.
The Joint Commission points to federal findings that identify more than 560 alarm-related deaths in hospitals. Alarms are found on numerous medical devices. They're intended to alert caregivers of potential problems. But because there are so many, caregivers can actually suffer from what the commission calls noise fatigue, where doctors and nurses inadvertently ignore the sounds, even when there's a real patient emergency, and that can delay treatment and harm patients. The commission calls for better management of medical device alarms and recommends hospitals take an inventory of all alarms, note where they're located, and determine whether they're really necessary for patient care. Patty Naimond, NPR News.
The country's biggest maker of baby food is facing a lawsuit from environmental groups over the amount of lead in the food. A trial is being held in a California courtroom today on whether Gerber Products, Del Monte Foods, Beechnut Nutrition, and many other baby food makers should put warning labels on products sold in California. But lawyers for the food companies say the amount of lead is below the level that requires a warning. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.